This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scores.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Tonight we are at Anna. Anna Rockets host the West Liberty Salem Tigers in boys high school basketball. Shapes up as a very good game. Anna earlier this year, they dropped 7 of 8. The Rockets recently have won 6 of 8, including a big 52-47 upset win over Versailles on Saturday night. So the Rockets try to sustain the momentum here this evening against another non-SCAL opponent, West Liberty Salem, which, like Versailles, is a club the Rockets have played for quite a few seasons. Very good rivalry. It will be important for Anna to control the pace. West Liberty Salem might try to ease it down a notch or two. The Rockets have got to pick it up and move the basketball, get a lead, and make West Liberty Salem play the way Anna wants to. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've got the call for you tonight here at the Anna Rockets gym. JV game is a good one. Tied up late in the third with a minute 24 to go. How about those Anna Rockets on Saturday night, Chuck? A big 52-47 win over the Versailles Tigers as they limited the scoring output from Stonebreaker and Arnes. Maddox Stonebreaker had 9, Drake Arnes 14. Arnes didn't score in the fourth. Stonebreaker didn't get a field goal in the first half. A great combination of offense and defense by the Anna Rockets, who outscored Versailles by 5 points in the fourth to win at home before a huge crowd on Saturday night.
I'm sure the crowd here was amazing. And we've seen them win big games here before. They get on a roll in their gym, and this place gets loud. It's a tough place to play. We watched Rushi lose a game here a couple of years ago when they were world beaters, but Anna has the ability, so it's going to be a good game. 16-3, West Liberty Salem, maybe not the same type of schedule that Anna has played, but they're going to be a good basketball team.
What's very interesting to note is the fact that Anna
early on in the season. It played good defense. Offense was slow to come around. There was one stretch over eight games where six times Anna could not produce 40 points. That's simply not good enough. And now the offense is catching up with the defense. Offense is playing much better basketball. And as a result, Anna's won 3 of 4, 6 of 8. One of the losses, one of the two setbacks in that string of eight games was a game that Anna could have won in the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. It wound up 65-58. Waynesville beat Anna by 7. That was a one-possession game with a couple minutes to go. Anna missed a short shot in real close on a good out-of-bounds play that would have tied that game up. Who knows who would have won from that point on. But Anna is playing by far its best basketball of the year. And look at the scoring output in recent games. Ryland Platfoot, 12 versus Versailles. 16 in a league game recently. 13 in another league game recently. How about Brady winning? I think he's the key. He's averaging right around 11 a game, Chuck. He poured in 21 against Versailles on Saturday night. And he can get real hot. He can make that 12, 15, even 18-foot shot as well as any 6'4 player around.
Well, he's a senior. When he was a sophomore, I thought we're getting ready to watch the next superstar in the Shelby County League at Anna. And unfortunately, it hasn't panned out that way this year, but there's still games left, and he does have the ability to take a game over.
We've got some sound from Anna head coach Nate Barhorst. It's on our playlist. It's coming up here in just a matter of 10 or 15 seconds. We talked to Nate earlier in the week, and he highlighted the fact that his club is getting well, it's healthier, it's injury-free, and the offense is putting points on the board. Chuck, did you find the soundbite from Nate? Let's go ahead and roll it right now.
Okay.
Nate Barhorst, Anna Rockets. He's got optimism, momentum now for the Anna boys basketball team.
Pretty fortunate to have everybody healthy, injury-free. Again, knock on wood on that. But, for the most part, I think what we've seen in practice the last couple weeks, things are starting to change for us in the right direction in terms of the intensity, togetherness, coming around the right time, and hopefully we can keep that going, keep it rolling. Great team win on Saturday with a very, very formidable opponent in Versailles, who has a lot of weapons, and it starts out with Drake Arnes. And you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of making sure we had help side defense there all times, contained them for the most part, and stopped a kid like Stonebreaker, who's great from the outside, contained him, and also they love to get up in tempo, and I thought we did a pretty good job of stopping that as well. So, and I know they wanted to get going in tempo because they took Stonebreaker out a few minutes hoping they could get something. We always had two guys back, you know, on our shots, and I thought that was another big key. And we kept the ball moving. That was the other part, where when we keep the ball moving and then create those action plays, that really helped out with getting some shots that we weren't getting at the beginning of the year. And so we got to continue that pattern, got to continue that movement, that togetherness, and, you'll hopefully see some more positive things that happen our way.
Hey, Logan, obviously a quarterback on the gridiron, he can be a very important quarterback for you on the basketball court, too.
Absolutely. You know, I thought, you know, his defense and just his intensity on that side of the floor means so much for us to be able to contain a kid like Arnes on Saturday night and stay in the game, stay out of foul trouble. That was key. And when he's able to do that for us, he's helping us out more ways than what you can even imagine. You know, it doesn't have to be that guy that's going to get us 15 points a game. He's just got to be a guy that's going to stop the best team's player. And when he does that, he's given us a good chance to win games. Brady Wenning's been huge. Had a great breakout game on Saturday, too. And I was equally impressed with his defensive side of the ball as I was his offensive side. I know he put in 21 points for us, but by golly, he shut down Stonebreaker, and he had some great help side defense, too, the other night, too. And like I said, we get guys like that stepping up in certain situations. It's it's going to be big for us. So,
West Liberty, another opponent to help you build your tournament resume and maybe enable you to inch up a little bit in terms of computer/RPI.
Yeah, very great record. I think they only have 3 losses on the season. Again, very good guard play. We're definitely going to have to be able to contain those guys out front. They like to get in the gut and create. Again, another team that likes to push it up in transition. So we're going to have to, you know, sprint our rear ends back and be able to D up, talk, communicate, and be able to, you know, keep them held at bay. You know, if we can do that, then again, I like what we could bring to the forefront. You know, they got a couple kids back last year where they didn't play against Cisco because of injury. They were very injury plagued last year. One kid actually went down against the Poppy kid, so they're going to have him back.
Carson Poppy, the young man for West Liberty, to whom Coach Barhorst Savannah just referred, is a starter this year, 6'3 senior, 7 points a game, 5-plus rebounds a game. He is joined in the opening five by Troy Christensen, an 11-point scorer, Sutton Wilcoxon, a 9-point scorer, Brandel Sullivan, a 14-point scorer, and Brevin Loudon, who averages 12 a game. Excellent balance on this West Liberty team, coached by Darren Lichty, who is in year number 12 as the head coach of the West Liberty Salem Tigers. Actually, it's year 13. He's coached previously for 12 seasons. He's a 96 West Liberty Salem grad. We'll hear from him after our commercial break in just a few minutes. JV game is down to about the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Anna now leads West Liberty Salem 26-25. Anna West Liberty tonight here on Scores Broadcast will return in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Now, the Anna Rockets lead this series in the last 5 meetings, 3 wins to 2. Over West Liberty Salem. Anna beat the Tigers 65-38 last year, 46-34 2 years ago. a year before, and a 146-36. West Liberty Salem won here at Anna, going back 5 years, 45-35. West Liberty won by 10 that season, and won the year before at home at West Liberty Salem High School, 56-53. So an evenly played series over the last five meetings. As I mentioned before the break, head coach for the Tigers is a 96 West Liberty Salem grad, Darren Lichty, year number 13. And he gave us the lowdown on the Tigers starting five.
Troy Christensen, junior for us, point guard most of the time. His assist to turnover ratio has been off the charts and been great for us. Starting to shoot the ball a little bit better here recently. Their 90s 3-for-3 from the 3-point range. He runs the floor. He's shifty, he's a lefty, and he's hard to guard. The next one, Sutton Wilcoxon, one of our shooting guards, tough as nails. He's usually on one of the better offensive players on the other team. And for his size, pound for pound, he's as physical and muscly as anybody we got. He just doesn't back down to anybody. So he can really get it going. His shooting numbers haven't been quite what he wants it to be, but I think it's partly because he's playing defense so physically. The next one's Brandel Sullivan. He's a freshman coming in this year. Worked his way into the starting line up real quick. He's leading us in scoring, and he might still be leading us in rebounding. We really don't run a lot of sets for him. He just finds ways to score at three levels. He can score from three, mid-range, and he also get to the rack. So he's got long arms, and he can defend a little bit, so that's been good for us. Carson Poppy, one of our seniors, he's played for 4 years now. He's just one of our smartest basketball players on the team. Really pays attention, locks in film session. He's a post-type looking player with a guard mentality. He's one of our better passers, has a good assist to turnover ratio as well. And then Brevin Loudon, another senior captain for us. He's played all 4 years. He's coming off of an injury last year, had an ACL injury, but he's been really strong, and I feel like he's continued to get better as the year went for us, shooting the ball at a high rate from 3-point range. His assist to turnover ratio is one of the top in the league, kind of like the Christensen boy. Pretty well-rounded team. Beckett Sullivan, number 10, comes off the bench then. He plays a lot of minutes for us. He's wiry, is how I would describe him. Get to the basket a little bit. He's got long arms. He's quick. Finishes really well in transition. And Sam Strapp, seventh guy, he's usually backing up some extra muscle that we need in the game. He's really hard-nosed kid. So total group, just really a hard-working group for us.
Coach, offensively, defensively, style of play, style of coaching at West Liberty Salem?
We're almost all man-to-man. We switch about all of our screens. Now, that depends a little bit on matchups, the team that we're playing. Sometimes we'll make some adjustments on that. Can be aggressive, obviously. Anna, the opponent here, that changed a little bit how aggressive we're going to be. The focus is going to be a lot rebounding. Typically, if you look at our league stats over the last 5-6 years, our team is usually about the top of our league in rebounding. So boxing out and just being physical, it starts with that. And we tried to run a little bit more this year. Our points per game are up, and we're trying to get downhill and get to the basket.
Hey, heading into the tournament, this matchup, West Liberty Anna, a good one in preparation for the postseason, interleague confrontation, and a fine tune-up for the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we scheduled it. I think I originally wanted the game a little bit earlier. It didn't work out that way, actually, we're two schools that play football and are pretty good at it typically, so I guess playing late ensures you don't have to postpone the game from the beginning of the season. But, tournament's coming up in 2 weeks, and this is a good measuring stick for us.
Words of Darren Lichty, head coach of the West Liberty Salem Tigers, whose JV team has whittled a six-point deficit down to two. Anna 34, West Liberty 32. We're in the waning minutes of the fourth quarter of this game. Varsity Tilt, a good 17, 18 minutes away. We've got the action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets with a very good shot at second place at the end of the season in the Shelby County Athletic League. Right now, Anna and Jackson Center are knotted up at 7-3. Neither can catch Botkins. Botkins with a game remaining versus Houston. Trojans are 11-0. Rushi sits at fourth with a mark overall at 6-4 on the season. Keep in mind, Anna's got games left with Jackson Center and Rushi, so the Rockets control their own destiny insofar as that second-place opportunity is concerned. Fort Laramie's 4-7. Fairlawn and Houston bring up the rear. Fairly busy Tuesday night of area games. The Jackson Center boys host Waynesfield Goshen tonight. Parkway's at Botkins. In girls action, Anna's at Riverdale. St. Henry entertains Fort Laramie in the Battle of the Redskins. And Jackson Center's on the road at New Bremen in girls basketball. On Thursday night, girls games, Anna's at Miami East, Fairlawn's at Riverside, and Legacy Christian is at Rushi. And we'll have the action for you on Thursday night from the Rushi Gym as Legacy Christian, which is Division 6, comes to town to take on D7 Rushi. On Friday in SCAL boys games, Houston's at Botkins, Jackson Center's at Fairlawn, and Fort Laramie hosts Rushi. On Friday night, we'll have the contest between Marion Local and Minster for you from Maria Stein, home of the Flyers. Minster on the road at Marion Local in a late season Midwest Athletic Conference encounter. 34-32, Anna clings to a tight 2-point lead over West Liberty Salem in the preliminary game. 40 seconds to go. Varsity Tilt just around the corner. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
And a pep band has been striking up some notes as we return here to the Anna Gym. The band and the crowd celebrating a few minutes ago on the JV victory by the home team, 36-32. Anna defeats West Liberty Salem by four in our preliminary game. The clock is set at 15 minutes, so we are a quarter of an hour away from the start of the varsity tilt between the Anna Rockets and West Liberty Salem Tigers. Comments a few minutes ago from Coach Nate Barhorst of Anna suggested he was really pleased with a team performance by Anna against Versailles on Saturday night. That's what it's going to take to beat West Liberty Salem, which has balanced scoring. I ran down the points per game from the starters a few minutes ago. Four players, double figures. Another young man at seven, two rebounders at six per game, and it will need team defense in order to knock off West Liberty Salem, which is 16-3 for good reason.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't win 16 games and not have some talent out there. One of the things that stuck out to me in listening to Coach Barhorst was talking about the fact that the kids are coming together as a group. They're coming together and starting to play for each other. I had some really talented teams through the years that just never got as good as they could be because I had one time where a kid said, why didn't you, I said, when you throw him the ball, he was wide open, and he goes, because I don't like him. So to have a team that is battling for each other and battling for Anna, that's what you want to see.
Well, that by no means had been happening here at Anna. We're not suggesting
that. No.
But the Rockets now are more connected than ever before.
That's what I'm talking about.
All year long.
Yep, absolutely.
They have really become connected. It took them, 15 games or so to get there. We saw the game against Waynesville at the Fort Laramie MLK event, and Anna turned the corner that day. They took Waynesville right down to the wire. Rockets played exceedingly well, didn't win, but very easily could have. And since then, Anna has played very good basketball, defeating Houston, losing to Botkins. Everybody does that lately. Down Fort Laramie, Fairlawn, Versailles, winning 3 of 4, 6 of the last 8. Again, team defense will be key tonight because this West Liberty Salem team has a 6'4 freshman wing player averaging 14 points a game, Brandel Sullivan, and he's backed up by two 11-point scorers who are 6'2 and 5'9, Brevin Loudon, a senior at 6'2, and Troy Christensen, a junior at 5'9, who shoots 40% behind the arc.
That's
West
nice.
Liberty Salem will probably shoot more threes than Anna in this game this evening.
Well, I mean, if you've got a kid out there shooting 40%, I want to get him the ball and I want to run some sets for him. It's going to be a good game. Anna is probably going to be stronger. They got the physical football mentality. And West Liberty is going to try to run some offense. They're going to try to pressure them, and they're going to try to get some easy baskets out of their defense.
Anxious to see Logan Ziegenbusch play really well when he does. He leads the machine.
Yeah.
He really paces this club and sets them up both offensively and defensively, especially if he's penetrating on offense a little bit, and he can get the ball to the bigs down in the paint. JV game again won by Anna, close one, 36-32. We'll check out starting lineups for the varsity tilt and have more pregame for you in just a few minutes. Anna 9-9, West Liberty Salem 16-3. Tigers from the Ohio Heritage Conference where they stand in second place at the moment. Anna in the second spot in the SCAL. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Play the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, the Anna Pep Band is here in full force tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, about 8 minutes away from the opening tip. West Liberty Salem comes to town to take on the Anna Rockets. You may have heard me say before the last series of commercials that West Liberty Salem is 16-3 on the year, second in the Ohio Heritage Conference. That is correct. They're second in the OHC North behind Fairbanks. West Liberty Salem 12-2 in the OHC North. Fairbanks 13-1. The two clubs met opening game of the year, and Fairbanks won by 8 points, 53-45. In the return meeting, West Liberty Salem won at home, 64-50. The second loss in conference play for West Liberty Salem is on the road at Cedarville, 63-62. Cedarville is 13-1 and leading the OHC South. The other loss by West Liberty Salem, the third setback, is to Emmanuel Christian, 48-47 at home at West Liberty. That one is a little curious.
Yeah.
That's a game the Tigers probably were big favorites to win and should have won, but didn't. Hey, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are outside shooting for West Liberty Salem, Anna on the inside, and how well Anna takes care of the basketball. Rockets, in a number of losses this year, have turned it over 20 times, far too many. You cannot have that many empty possessions and win close basketball games. Key building components tonight for Anna and for West Liberty Salem. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Tell you what, talking over this Anna Pet Band feels a little strenuous at times. Hopefully everybody at home is hearing just fine. Plaudits to the Anna Pet Band.
Oh.
It is one of the finest pet bands around, that's for sure.
Their drummer really sets the stage for them. He is outstanding.
I tell you what, if there was a game going on over at Booster Field on the gridiron, they could probably hear the pep band from here in the gym over at the football stadium.
I bet they could march, too.
Hey, one of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around is a special two-year-old diner in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29. It's Woody's at Kayville, and it's quickly gaining rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30 Wednesday to Sunday. A different daily lunch plate. 4 p.m. dinner specials, including 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville. It's your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. And, oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers, too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, the diner that's well worth the drive. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Oh, that Anna Pet Band. I'm getting fired up. Anna could be playing nobody tonight, Chuck, and we'd be fired up.
Well, this is for a Tuesday night. This is a loud venue.
I'm liking it. Starting lineups for West Liberty Salem. Out front at guard, 5'9 junior, 10 points a game, Troy Christensen. He's joined by Sutton Wilcoxon, nearly 9 points a game, a 5'9 junior. Along the front line, Brandel Sullivan, 6'4, freshman. He shoots threes at 42%. Troy Christensen shoots them at 40. Sullivan averaging 13.8 points and 6 rebounds. Other two starters, Brevin Loudon, 6'2 senior wing player, 11.5 points a game, 3 assists per contest, 40% on threes. And Carson Poppy, 6'3 senior, good leaper, 6 rebounds, 6.5 points a game. For the Anna Rockets, Logan Ziegenbusch at guard, 5'11 sophomore, 7 points a game. Ryland Flatfoot out front, 5'11 junior, nearly 15 a game. Carter Winning at a wing, 6'6 junior, 5 points a game. A.J. Barhorst, 6.5 a game, a 6'4 senior. And Brady Winning, who's upped his average now to almost 12 a game. He is a 6'4" senior. Of course, head coach of the Anna Rockets is Nate Barhorst, and he is an ONU graduate. Fine mentor for this program in the late 1990s into the early 2000s. Or I should say in the stretch of years from about 2015 to 2020. Anna averaged about 20 wins a game. Quite a streak for the Rockets. Coached by Nate Barhorst, who is in year number 15, guiding the ship here at Anna. Opening tip is upcoming after the public address, introduction of starters, and the playing of the national anthem. Then we'll return to start the game. Anna at home tonight against West Liberty Salem, 9-9 against 16-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is not the first rodeo for these two head coaches. 15 years at the helm for Nate Barhorst at Anna, 13 years for Darren Lick, the head man at West Liberty. It was back in 2018 when Coach Barhorst at Anna was named the Division III Coach of the Year in the state of Ohio. Coach Lichty, overall record entering this campaign at West Liberty Salem of 172-113. Marvelous head coaching performance by him. All set for the opening tip to start the game. West Liberty Salem going from right to left, wearing the gray, black jerseys and shorts, orange numbers and piping, Anna in white from top to bottom. Green numerals, green rockets across the chest, green trim down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Opening tip to start the game, knocked out of bounds by West Liberty Salem. Anna gets it, and right away, Brady Wenning posts up and turns from 14 right below the foul line, clangs it off the rim, and the ball ricochets out of bounds in the right corner, and West Liberty Salem will bring it down the floor. No score. We have played 15 seconds. Rockets in a zone defense, it would appear, Chuck. No, I guess it's a man. Barhorst wasn't guarding somebody there for 7 or 8 seconds. Now he does pick up Carson Poppy, 6'3 senior forward. Outside the arc on the right, it's Sutton Wilcoxon. Wilcoxon takes away a long jump shot and buries it. Wow. Oh, my goodness. It was not Wilcoxon. It was Sullivan, about whom I spoke in the pregame. Sullivan, a 6'4 freshman guard with great range, knocking down threes at a 42% clip. And we mentioned several minutes ago, West Liberty Salem will likely shoot a lot of threes over Anna's height here tonight. Anna goes into the post with a pass to Barhorst. It's high. It glances off the palm of his hand. It's loose, and it's picked up by West Liberty Salem. Quickly down the floor, long three ball by Brevin Loudon outside the arc on the left. No, it hit the rim. Rebound tracked down by Anna. Foul, a hooking personal picked up by West Liberty, which leads 3-0, a minute 20 here into the first quarter. Anna will bring it down in the person of Ziegenbusch up and over the timeline. Picked up by Christensen, the 5'9 junior guard for West Liberty Salem. Winning on the arc to Platfoot. West Liberty Salem, like Anna, in a man. Ball thrown cross court, skip pass to Barhorst. Defender came out, went chest to chest with him, and guess what? AJ said, "I'll go right around you." He went to the rack and laid it through.
Did a nice job of avoiding the charge as he made that basket.
3-2, Tigers. Open jump shooter outside the arc straight away. There's Sutton Wilcoxon. He pours one in. I mistakenly said he made the first one. He does bury that one to give West Liberty a 6-2 lead. Blackfoot hustles down the floor for Anna, tries to drive, and the ball is raked away as he entered the paint from the right wing. Inbounding Anna, down 6-2, 5:53 left in the first. Baseline to Wenning. Wenning around one man, leans in and banks home a 7-footer. Strong move, Brady Wenning for Anna. outside the arc on the left for West Liberty Salem. It is Wilcoxon. Gives it up to Brevin Loudon. Loudon hangs on. Deals to Brandel Sullivan. That's B-R-A-N-D-E-L. Sullivan, deep left corner. Loudon out high to Carson Poppy. Shot fake goes to the foul line. Below it, running one-handed floater. No good off the back iron. Rebound Zickenbusch, Anna. Three-on-two break. Ed to Flatfoot, and he drives and scores. Tied up at six. Good hustle down the floor by Anna.
Yeah, that's a nice fast break.
Running in from the right side of the floor goes Troy Christensen for West Liberty Salem. He challenged Anna's bigs, almost made it. The rebound is hammered out of bounds below the rim by Anna, and the Tigers will throw in. Game tied at six. We played 3 minutes. Anna with three twos. West Liberty Salem with two threes. Nearly a steal at midcourt by Zickenbusch, but he does force a reach-in foul from the Tigers. Good effort by Zickenbusch, who created the loose ball, and thus the hooking foul by the Tiger player. That's the kind of extra hustle that if you get it at guard, it can make for a few extra takeaways a game for your offense. And at midcourt, Zickenbusch down the right side to Flatfoot. Flatfoot swings to Brady Winning, straight on back to Flatfoot. He rises up, shoots the 24-footer hard. Rebound, Randall Sullivan, West Liberty Salem. Off of the right flank. It goes to Brevin Loudon, deep in the right corner, wants to drive on Zickenbusch, can't. Straight away to Carson Poppy. Poppy on the handoff to Christensen, the 5'9 junior guard. He patrols things between the circles, outside the arc on the left to Brandel Sullivan. He wants to drive on Wenning. Now he splits Wenning and Barhorst. Coughs up the ball. Zickenbusch has got it for Anna. Down the floor quickly. Lobs for Flatfoot. It comes storming in from the right flank, and he's fouled.
Boy, that was a bailout because he was behind the backboard when he caught the pass. There was no way he's making that shot.
Nope, Ryland didn't have an opportunity to even get that off the front of the glass.
Great catch by him.
But he was belted and earns two at the stripe, and he hits it. 7-6 Anna, 4:11 to go, first quarter. 2-3 so far for West Liberty Salem. One by Brandel Sullivan, one by Sutton Wilcoxon. Second free throw, Flatfoot. And he gives Anna an 8-6 edge. Halfway through the first. Here come the Tigers to the timeline. Wilcoxon, 35 feet away, steps inside the arc against Zickenbusch to Poppy, top of the circle, unloads a three, short. Rebound Brady Winning, Anna to Zickenbusch. Back to Winning. Winning steamrolls down the left side of the floor, and he runs over a defender. The Tiger stood strong, drew the charge. Good call.
Took it right in the chest. That's what you got to do. It's not fun, but it's effective.
Well done defensively by West Liberty Salem. 8-6 Anna. 3:52 left first quarter. Midcourt for the Tigers. It is Loudon down the right side. Ball stolen. Taken away by Anna. On the run out, it's Carter Winning. He dashes into the paint. Left-hand shot no good, but he took a shove in the back. Rockets trying to increase the pace of this game. A few bust outs from left to right, getting West Liberty Salem on its heels. Anna shooting two free throws. When we return, 8-6 Rockets, 3:41 to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
As we return to action, Carter Winning shoots a pair for Anna here on Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. First free one, Carter Wenning, in and out. Second shot nestles down through the netting. It's good. 9-6 Anna. Beyond the halfway point, first quarter. West Liberty Salem with the bright orange numerals brings the ball to the timeline. Down the right side of the floor, it's Loudon. Loudon gives it up deep right corner to Sutton Wilcoxon, who rotates top of the key. Deals right back to Loudon. Loudon wants to drive, can't do it. In off the bench here for Anna is Blake Bixler, 6'1 senior. Wilcoxon dribbling right side of the floor, wants to penetrate, and he forces the deal. And then he gets a shove from a defender leaning in on the play for Anna. Was Brady winning? Little contact both ways. It goes against Anna. Common foul. West Liberty Salem inbounds. High left, it's Beckett Sullivan, who's checked in off the bench. 6'2 sophomore. Here's a little drive through the paint area, and a shot is put up and in. Nicely done by Brevin Loudon, 6'2 senior. Loudon with two. That's the first deuce of this game for West Liberty Salem, which had made two threes. 9-8 Anna, 2:44 to go, first quarter. Top of the circle is A.J. Barhorst for the Rockets out of Ziegenbusch. Got somewhat of a moving screen from Barhorst. Used it, entered the paint, didn't shoot. Back on the arc to Platfoot. Down inside to Stearns is open. Handled nicely by Julian Stearns, the 6'7 junior, but he couldn't finish. Shot rolled off the rim from point-blank range. Quick long three, West Liberty Salem. It is no good. Randall Sullivan misfired. And then we've got a jump. Loose ball after the rebound. Arrow favors the Tigers. 2:14 left in the first. 9-8 Anna. Tigers inbound, deep right corner. Here's a quick triple by Troy Christensen. It rolls around and out. Anna with a rebound. Long throw down the floor for Flatfoot. Over the shoulder, attempted a reception. Blown up by the Tigers, who hustle right to left. Loudon guns a three and buries it. Brevin Loudon knocks it down to give the visiting team the lead, 11-9. Three threes for the Tigers. Ziegenbusch foul line for Anna. Fadeaway 16-footer strong. Rebound pinballed around. Tigers have got it. Zipping down the floor, Brandel Sullivan gave it up, got it back, shot the three. It hits the iron, kicks out of bounds in the right corner. Anna basketball with 1:35 to go in the first. Chuck, I like the pace. Run and gun.
They shoot the ball very well. You better know where they are because there's more than one kid that can shoot the three.
Ziegenbusch head of the circle. Nearly walked, fed it to Platfoot. Tight pass into the post to Barhorst, and it is ruled a tie-up. West Liberty Salem has forced a few of those. They've got some quick mitts. Arrow favors Anna, which will throw in baseline right of the rim. Anna down 2, 11-9, a minute 24 to go first quarter. Platfoot inbounds, gets it back. Top of the circle, Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch down the left side of the lane. Once again, West Liberty forces what appeared to be maybe a tie-up, but it's called a holding foul on a Tiger defender.
It's five.
And that's a break for Anna because the Rockets will benefit from two shots on foul number five in the period against the Tigers, whose over-aggressiveness allows the Rockets to shoot free throws. Ziegenbusch rattles it in and out. Anna Rockets free throw line against the Versailles Tigers on Saturday night were 15 of 23. That shot is through. 11-10, Anna down one. A minute 12 to go, first quarter. On the bounce midcourt, Loudon for West Liberty Salem. He's at the elbow on the left. Behind the arc to Poppy. Poppy forces his way into the lane. Hooks a pass below the basket to Loudon, who then comes on top. Goes to Poppy. Poppy deals to Sutton Wilcoxon. 52 seconds to go, first quarter. 11-10 Tigers. Here's a straightaway three ball. It is too hard off the back iron. It was jettisoned up there by Brevin Loud. Long board to Anna, to Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch romps down the floor, tries to charge into the lane, bullies his way to the basket, fouled by West Liberty Salem in the act of shooting. Rockets benefiting from free throws here now, the final minute of the first quarter. Need to cash in.
That's the second foul on Loudon.
Couple personals on Brevin Loudon, 6'2 senior for the Tigers. Foul shot by Ziegenbusch is good. We're even at 11. Loudon out. Elijah Christensen is in for West Liberty Salem. The two Christensens are cousins, Elijah and Troy. The two Sullivans, Brandel and Beckett, are brothers. Ziegenbusch connects twice at the stripe. 12-11 Anna. Three consecutive free throws by the Rockets. 36 seconds to go, first quarter. Zipping up over the timeline. It is Randall Sullivan for West Liberty Salem. Hands off behind him to Wilcoxon. Left wing. It's dealt to Elijah Christensen. 19 seconds to go, first period. Elijah veers off right wing. Goes foul line to Carson Poppy. Back to the basket. 12 to play, first quarter. Elbow on the left. West Liberty with the ball. It is fed below the basket by Poppy. He hits the cutter, who makes a beautiful play, and a reverse layup is good. It was scored with seconds remaining in the period. Anna's late first period heave is off the glass. Field goal by Brandel Sullivan to close out the first quarter, giving West Liberty Salem a 13-12 lead. Good pocket pass. Tigers ran the clock down and got an easy shot for a deuce. Well done by the visiting team, which leads by one. 13-12 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Oh, it's shaping up as a very good basketball game. West Liberty Salem up one. Anna trailing 13-12. Chuck, you can tell that head coach Darren Lichty, in his 13th year, has a very intelligent, good shooting basketball team out there on the hardwood.
Well, the shooting is outstanding so far. The passing, I mean, watching these kids, that's three or four passes they've thrown inside. Two of them got knocked away, but their looks inside are amazing.
The Tigers are in sync. West Liberty Salem with the ball, starting period number two. Sutton Wilcoxon on the arc. Hands off to a teammate, Elijah Christensen. He's got an opening down the left side of the lane. A crack to the rim for him. Shot no good, but a foul. Oh, he knew contact was coming. He drew it.
Yeah.
A couple of free ones for Elijah Christensen. That's not Christensen. It's Christensen. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-S-O-N. First of two free throws. Good. He switched it. 14-12. Tigers lead the Rockets by two. 19 seconds into the second period. Second foul shot by Elijah. On the way. Off to the left. Good rebound over Carson Poppy. He raced after it in the corner. Got it. That foul shot was crooked. Alert play by Poppy, who gave it up. Got it back. Barhorst on him, top of the circle. Poppy into the paint. Bounce pass low right to Elijah Christensen. Back out to Poppy. Ball dealt on the play to Beckett Sullivan, baseline right. Beckett, a sophomore, 6'2", brother of Brandel. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carson Poppy. West Liberty working the weave, waiting for an opportunity to turn the corner. There it is for Brandel Sullivan, and he attracts contact. Two fouls right away on Ann in the second period. 7:05 to go. 14-12 Tigers. Ball inbounded right corner to Brandel Sullivan. On top to Beckett Sullivan. Zegenbusch tries to steal from Brandel. Can't do it. Here's a great drive of Brandel Sullivan. Oh, the freshman at 6'4 uses those long arms to shoot up and over Zegenbusch from 7 feet away. Here's a steal taken away by West Liberty Salem. Quickly down the floor, 2-on-1. Brandel Sullivan on the finish. Oh, the visiting team's fired up. 18-12 Tigers timeout. Anna, 6:42 left in the second on scorersbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Rockets to midcourt in need of a field goal. Haven't scored one now in about 3.5 minutes overlapping the first and second quarters. Straight on with the ball, Barhorst outside the arc on the right to Zegenbusch. Deep right corner, Platfoot, 18-12 West Liberty Salem. Here's a nice play by Carter Wenning, who got the ball in the short corner, baseline left, took a long stride to the rim, and arched in a left-hand floater.
Yeah, they came out in the zone that time, and Anna recognized and did a nice job of attacking it.
Yep, good awareness by Anna, got the ball to the short corner, soft spot in the zone. Knocked down 2 points, foul Anna at the defensive end, third on the Rockets here in this period, 18-14 Tigers. West Liberty Salem lobs in, top of the circle, handled there by Poppy. And we've got a foul against Anna. Too much contact, over-aggressiveness. 4 on the Rockets. West Liberty Salem for 6 minutes will shoot free throws here in the second quarter.
I think Logan Zegenbusch is going, that was a foul the way they hit me during football season.
That was a tough break that went against Anna right there.
It was a good call. It was a correct call.
Tigers at midcourt, 4-point game, 18-14. Dribbling down the left side of the lane goes Sutton Wilcoxon. Fades away, baseline left, 8-footer, in and out, no good, lip the rim. Rebound down to Anna. It is Bixler up the floor to Flatfoot. Flatfoot being spied on by Brandel Sullivan. Gives it up on the play to Bixler. Deep right corner, Carter Wenning. Wenning dropped it, picked it up, needs help. Goes to Barhorst in the post, back to the basket. Throws opposite to Zegenbusch. Anna resets. Real good defense by West Liberty. Shooting over it from the left corner is Flatfoot. Short, no good. Ball spirals into the air off the rim. Rebound down to West Liberty's Poppy. Down the floor to Troy Christensen, who fakes right, goes left down the lane, and scores for 2. Oh, nicely done by Troy Christensen. 20-14 in favor of West Liberty. Anna counters. Reverse layup by Flatfoot. Well done. Ryland Flatfoot on the reverse. Here's a 70-foot pass for West Liberty. Down the floor. Shot made low on the right by Beckett Sullivan. Points and flurries right now. 22-14. Tigers lead by 6. 4:40 left. Second quarter. Zegenbusch at midcourt. Boy, is this West Liberty team well coached.
Whew. Yeah, they do a nice job of getting the ball down the floor and finding the open man inside.
Foul line, Barhorst for Anna. Didn't look to shoot. Gave it up to Carter Wenning, right corner. Long three. Kicks off the rim, way up in the air. Rebound tapped out by the Tigers.
Good hustle by Bixler that time.
Yep, because of Blake's spirited play, the ball remains with Anna. Tell you what, Chuck, AJ's gotten the ball below the foul stripe a couple, three times. Isn't looking to shoot. He's got a makeable 8-10 footer in there.
Yeah, he needs to look at it.
Here is Flatfoot for Anna, 25 feet away. Flatfoot elbow on the right, steps back, 17 footer off to the left. Rebound popped in the air by Anna. West Liberty's got it, up 6 with the ball. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Dribble drive down the lane. Ball thrown left corner for the three-point shooter. Gunned up there short by Brevin Loudon. Here comes Anna. One on two. Flatfoot takes it into his own hands and scores.
Wow.
He split two defenders at the last instant. Quick long three above West Liberty. Troy Christensen may have pumped that one up a little hastily. No one was back for the Tigers. It sprayed off the rim out of bounds. Anna Ball, 22-18 in favor of the visiting team.
Normally a one-on-three three-point shot is not a good attempt.
Tigers' biggest lead, six. It's now four. Anna's Reese Pettit into the game, a 6'2 junior. Hands off to Bixler, top of the key. Dumped down right wing to Carter Wenning, top of the circle. Bixler goes to the elbow on the right. Good reach in by Brandel Sullivan, who forced the jump. He got a mitt on the leather. Tie-up ensues. Arrow favors Anna. West Liberty has caused a number of held balls. You look down, Chuck, several of these Tigers have got long arms. They stand 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". Anna inbounding in the lane. Oh, it's caught. Beautiful leap into the air by Carter Wenning. And in one motion, he drops it in. 4 feet away, directly in front. 22-20, four straight points by Anna. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Here is West Liberty's Wilcoxon starts a drive. Throws it back out on the arc to Brandel Sullivan. Left corner, Beckett Sullivan. Pitch to the top of the circle to Wilcoxon, who chucks up a three. Short. Rebound, Anna. Rockets want to run. Here is Flatfoot forcing the issue. He barges into the lane, and it's a two-shot foul upcoming.
Tell you what, Barhorst did a great job of boxing out on that last shot down here on the Anna end.
Well, West Liberty's hit a little spell here where the shot selection's not been the best. And Anna's within a point of tying the game. First free throw good, but Flatfoot, 22-21, Tigers. Five straight by Anna. Second free throw upcoming for Ryland. Ryland Flatfoot with nine in the outing so far for Anna. Make it 10 as he sinks that one. Game tied at 22. 2:47 to go, second quarter. Excellent Tuesday night high school basketball game here at the Anna Gym.
Probably better than anything we would have watched on TV tonight.
Mm-hmm. Arizona, Kansas last night.
That was a good one.
Worth watching.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Here is West Liberty Salem trying to break the tie. Top of the circle, it is Brandel Sullivan. Oh, he runs into traffic. White jerseys are ready for him in the paint area. Oh, a thicket of Anna men, and one of them drew the charge.
Yeah, that was Barhorst took the charge. Good job.
22-22 tie. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Momentum Anna at the moment. Substitution for West Liberty Salem. Elijah Christensen back on the floor for Brevin Loudon. And in the midcourt at Siggenbusch. 2 minutes plus without a field goal for the Tigers.
They're playing a 3-2.
Yep, they sure are. Zone defense, what, the last four or five minutes?
This whole quarter.
Uh-huh. Long three, right wing, flat foot behind the screen. It lit the rim, no good. Rebound, West Liberty Salem. Here come the Tigers. Sam Strapp on the floor, 6'2 senior. Gives it behind him to Sutton Wilcoxon. Deep left corner, Elijah Christensen. Well, this Tigers team has played 9 or 10 guys already. Oh, a little give and go.
Wow.
What a feed by Strapp. He hit the cutter, Elijah Christensen. Oh, my. He found an avenue down the lane, slithered right through it. Outstanding assist, 2 points, West Liberty. 24-22 Tigers. 1:40 left, second quarter. Deep left corner, and it's Flatfoot. Ball skipped cross court to Carter Wenning. Into the post to Barhorst, he's held. Foul number three on West Liberty, four, by the way, on Anna. 92 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Inbounding below the rim, Siggenbusch for Anna. Anna scored six straight, coming from a 22-16 deficit to tie. Last field goal by the Tigers. Flatfoot on the arc. Gives it up right corner to the three-point shooter for Anna. It's Reese Pettit. No good off the flange. Long rebound. Kicks to West Liberty Salem. Wheeling and dealing down the floor. Beckett Sullivan. Nifty reverse layup. No good. Rebound in the lane. Up to West Liberty. In! Good follow. Elijah Christensen. 26-22 West Liberty. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Flatfoot for Anna. Out of Barhorst. High right. Ball whistled into the left corner to Carter Wenning. Top of the circle, Ziegenbusch. Dumps it down right flank to Flatfoot. Still in the arc. 50 seconds to go. Second quarter. Barhorst, top of the circle. Hands off to Flatfoot. He's at the Anna Rocket logo, center circle. 38 seconds left, first half. Flatfoot hangs on, near side Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch wants to go baseline, cut off by two players. Into the post to Barhorst. Great feed down the lane to Carter Wenning, and he finishes. That's how you attack the zone. 24 seconds to go, first half. 26-24, West Liberty. Tigers with the ball. Nearly a travel, it is a walk. Pivot foot moved for Elijah Christensen. 17.1 to go, second quarter, and a chance to tie or take the lead at the break. Ziegenbusch in backcourt to Flatfoot. He is met at the timeline by Brandel Sullivan. 25 feet away. Screen set by Barhorst. It might have been moving a little bit. Ziegenbusch down the left side to Flatfoot. Jump shots in the air. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound volleyballed around to midcourt. And that's how the first half ends. Flatfoot's three ball nearly went in. It lipped the iron and kicked away. First half closes. Visiting team West Liberty Salem leads in a very good Tuesday night game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Tigers 26, Rockets 24 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back here to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Speaking of Wygant, new subdivision being developed by Wygant near Lake Loramie on the edge of Fort Loramie, Ohio. New subdivision being developed by Wygant. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development for more information. Thanks so much to Wygant, one of our fine Minster sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, along with Fox Supply in Minster. 26-24, West Liberty Salem leads Anna. A couple of minutes into our halftime break, West Liberty Salem up by two here at intermission. Hey, Fox Supply is a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply is one of the many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. In Minster for nearly 50 years, Fox Supply, fine sponsor on Scores Broadcast, and thank you so much. Halftime is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borcher's Family Floor in Fort Loramie. Two-point lead, West Liberty Salem over Anna, 26-24. Chuck?
Well, looking at the team stats first, West Liberty has a 12-9 rebounding advantage, 3-0 on the offensive boards. Anna doesn't have an offensive rebound. Both teams did a real nice job of controlling the ball. Four turnovers by each team. West Liberty went to the free throw line twice, made one. Anna went eight times and made six. Individual scoring for West Liberty, they were led by Brandel Sullivan with nine. They got five from Brevin Loudon. Then they got five more from Elijah Christensen. And then three from Sutton Wilcoxon. At least hard to say. Troy Christensen had two, and Beckett Sullivan had two. They scored 13 in each quarter, 26 for the half. Anna led by Platfoot. He had 10, 7 from Carter Wenning, 3 from Logan Ziegenbusch, 2 each from A.J. Barhorst and Brady Wenning. They scored 12 and 12, and they trail at 26-24 at the half.
Hey, this Brandel Sullivan for West Liberty Salem, Chuck, 6'4 Frosh, averaging 14, 6 rebounds a game, 42% on threes. Wiry young man, very athletic, talented player. He's given Anna difficulty, that's for sure.
Well, he'll be in the weight room for 3 years, and when we see him as a senior, he won't look anything like he does now.
2-point lead, Tigers over the Rockets at the halftime break. Brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeiKamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeiKamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports. We start the third quarter. West Liberty attacks left to right, leading by two over Anna, 26-24, and right off the bat, a little turnaround J in the lane is put up and in, nicely done in the post by Brandel Sullivan. We talked about him at halftime. He has been dynamite for West Liberty Salem. Anna tries to counter, foul line, J, but Carter winning, no good. Followed by winning too hard. Anna crashes the board, a foul ensues, and the Rockets' Platfoot will get two at the stripe. Real good offensive set out of the shoot by West Liberty. Getting Brandel Sullivan activity in the lane where he is difficult to handle. Platfoot hits at the stripe to give him 11, 28-25. Tigers by three. Biggest lead in this game, 22-16. West Liberty Salem. Second shot, yes. 28-26. Tigers up two. West Liberty Salem, left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, West Liberty handling the basketball. It is Troy Christensen. Gives it up to Brandel Sullivan. Back on the play to Sutton Wilcoxon, who dives into the paint, navigates the middle. A little fadeaway turnaround. No good. Rebound Anna. Rockets down the floor in a hurry. Ziegenbusch outside the arc. Stops. And develops patience 25 feet away. Anna trailing with two. Now Ziegenbusch with an opening. Glides down the right side of the lane. Floats one way up in the air off the top of the board. Rebound comes down. Slapped out by Anna. 28-26. 2-point lead. Tigers. West Liberty Salem to midcourt. 6:33 to go. Third quarter. Lob pass into the post. Platfoot went up. Spirited. Picked it off. Raced down the floor and nailed a foul line J. Well done by Platfoot.
He's got 14 on the game now. Half the points.
He is rolling. Made the intercept. Scooted the other direction. Stopped at the foul line and buried it. 28-28 tie. That two-pointer by Platfoot evened the game. 12-6 run overlapping the second and third quarters by Anna. Faking left, going right, Beckett Sullivan. Oh, what a dipsy-doo play by him. Jab step to the left, faked out the Rockets. Good drive by Beckett Sullivan. West Liberty by 2, 30-28. Barhorst guns a long three for Anna. It is no good. Off the flange, rebound way up in the air. Yanked down by Troy Christensen of West Liberty. Outside the arc to Carson Poppy. He uncorks a three, strong. Rebound Carter winning to Ziegenbusch. On the go. Loops it left corner, Platfoot. Shot fake, steps inside the arc, and drills it. Platfoot is on the money. 16 for Ryland, game tied at 30. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Sutton Wilcoxon, top of the circle for West Liberty. Near side to Troy Christensen. Right corner, Brevin Loudon. Now Wilcoxon. Poppy comes out to catch. Troy Christensen. Near side feed to Brevin Loudon. Look at him go to work. Twisting and turning. And he scores in the lane. And a foul against Anna. Shot counts. Well done by Brevin Loudon, 6'2 senior. Just under 12 points a game. Makes it 32-30. He's at the stripe for the three-point chance. And he converts on the and one, 33-30 West Liberty. 4:58 to go, third quarter. Heck of a Tuesday night high school basketball game, Chuck.
This would be a good Friday night game.
I'm liking it. Good pick. Glad we chose this one. Here's Ziegenbusch deep in the right corner. Lost the ball, got it back. Threw it cross court to Winning. Winning low in the left. Fades with the left hand. Short. Rebound West Liberty. Beckett Sullivan down the floor. Three-point shooter, Elijah Christensen, short. Around and out. Rebound, Platfoot. Platfoot scurries down the floor. Pulls up in the lane. Stop shot. Yes. Platfoot is on fire.
All 8 points here in the third quarter for the Rockets.
33-32. West Liberty by one. 4:15 left, third period of play. Troy Christensen gives it up straight away to Brevin Loudon. Loudon retreats, hangs on, being guarded by Brady Winning. Rockets sooner or later will have to get other young men into the act scoring. Long three, Sutton Wilcoxon, you can count it. Right in front of the Tigers bench. We were looking over his shoulder from up here in the crow's nest, and Anna, it looked good all the way. It was 36-32 on the Wilcoxon trifecta. Brady Winning, foul line for Anna, now to Ziegenbusch. Near side, Platfoot way behind the arc. It's good! Wow! Ryland Platfoot, spectacular tonight. 36-35. Timeout, West Liberty. No, we got a foul away from the action against Barhorst of Anna. Ryland Platfoot has got an amazing 21-point total, and we've played 19 minutes. No, let me do the math again.
8-16.
21 minutes.
21 minutes.
21 points in 21 minutes for Ryland Platfoot. but Anna trails 36-35. West Liberty inbounds. What do we have? Another foul. Anna away for the ball. Two in a row in the Rockets. Yep. West Liberty will inbound below the rim. Loudon the playmaker. 3:21 to go, third period.
Not sure why they're down there fouling Poppy. That's two in a row, and the kid hadn't scored.
Poppy catches top of the circle. Hand off to Wilcoxon. Step back three. It lipped the rim. Lipped the rim again. Rebound smacked out of bounds by West Liberty. And a possession. A chance now for the Rockets to take the lead. We've had a tie game in this quarter. Anna was down 22-16 and a nice stretch. Outscored West Liberty Salem 12-6. Got it even. Now the Rockets can go in front. 3 minutes remaining, third quarter. Behind the arc, Platfoot, left corner, Ziegenbusch behind the arc. His three ball is in and out. Oh, it rattled around. Spun away. Rebound Beckett Sullivan. Look at him go down the floor. Into the lane. Shovels it. Short! Anna's got the board. Platfoot stop shot. 12-footer off the iron. Here comes West Liberty. Boy, they're galloping up and down the floor quickly. Right corner, it is Loudon. Out back to Poppy for three. Bangs it off the flange. Long rebound West Liberty. Corralled by Troy Christensen. Loose on the floor. He got it back. 36-35 Tigers. 2:28 left, third quarter. We'll have flurries of points. Then the teams will settle down and miss a few. Then they'll hit a hot streak again. Sutton Wilcoxon outside the lane. Starts a drive. Gives it up left corner to Brandel Sullivan. Down in midcourt. Nearly a steal. Here's a long three tried by Wilcoxon. Way short of the mark by West Liberty. Wilcoxon somehow scraped the loose ball off the hardwood and from his knees got a shot on the rim and was bumped. Amazing play by the West Liberty performer. 36-35 Tigers. Wilcoxon shoots a pair. He swishes.
You got to put a body on him. That should never have been an offensive rebound, ever. And I won't mention the number, but somebody from Anna just stood there and watched him do it. All they had to do was put a body on him.
Second free throw, Wilcoxon for a 38-35 lead. He's got it. And Anna takes the timeout, down to three. 2:02 left, third quarter, 38-35. West Liberty on scores.broadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, we've got a ball game tonight. 38-35. Tigers lead the Rockets by three. 2:02 left here in the third quarter. Ryland Platfoot has been magical tonight for Anna. He's kept the Rockets close.
Yeah, he's got 21 of the 35. And like you said, he needs some help.
Here is Bixler behind the arc. Throws into the post to Winning. Winning a turnaround, a half hook in traffic. And he smothered and fouled. A gray shirt got him. Good execution by Anna after the timeout to get Winning available in the middle of the lane area. He forced up a shot, was banged on the arm. First of two free throws is good. 38-36, West Liberty by two. Minute 50 to go, third quarter. Second shot, Brady Winning, Anna on the way. Switch. 38-37. 4 points for Winning. 6 points in this game for Carter Winning. As I said, four for Brady. 1-point lead, West Liberty Salem. 10 of 12 shooting free throws for the Rockets now for the game. And that's kept the Rockets snug, that's for sure. Here's Troy Christensen, drives, pitches it back out of the arc. West Liberty spreads the floor.
Nice
Beckett
pass.
Sullivan, foul line. Oh, a neat pass. A delivery along the baseline to a teammate, Sam Strapp, a 6'2 senior, who caught it. He was open. Anna ignored him. 40-37. Strapp on the 2 points. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. 3-point lead, West Liberty. Ball thrown left corner, flat foot for Anna. Two defenders shade him. Now short corner, Brady Winning on top to Carter. High arching left-handed three ball short. Great save. Nice inbound on the play from Barhorst to Stearns, who's coming off the bench. He missed the reverse. Rebound to West Liberty. Quickly down the floor. Tigers up three. 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Between the rings, it is Troy Christensen. They spread the court for him. He enters the paint, ducks under, takes a Euro step, and scores. Beautiful play, Troy Christensen, West Liberty. That was smooth. Clever footwork by him. 5-point game, 30 seconds to go in the third. Flatfoot, top of the circle. Again, two players spy on him. Flatfoot 30 feet away. Near side to Bixler, back to Flatfoot. Zingenbusch on the bench at the moment. Flatfoot dribbling. Steps back, shoots the three. 27-footer, no good. Long rebound, Stearns, 11 to play. Right wing, Carter Winning. He jacks up the three off the flange. Rebound, Stearns, tie up occurs. Arrow indicates it will be Anna Ball. The seven ticks on the clock, late third quarter, 42-37 West Liberty. Anna needs to integrate other players into the offense. That's all there is to it. Baseline left. Bixler hits the cutter down the lane. Ball shaken loose. Picked up by Carter Winning. West Liberty gets on the leather. And here come the Tigers to midcourt. A long 60-footer hit the flange. Would have counted had it gone. Wilcoxon came oh so close. 42-37 West Liberty over Anna after three. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Thanks so much to Schaefer Market. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's on South Main. It's your go-to store. We've gone local. We found out from you what you wanted. And we've delivered on our shelves our Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. Hey, don't forget, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru, a convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru, and at Schaefer Market in South Main. Sample the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer RV Storage, right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. West Liberty Salem turns it over. Possession number one, third quarter, or fourth quarter, I should say. And Anna gets a three ball from Flatfoot. Deep right corner in front of the cheerleaders, and he sinks it. My goodness, Flatfoot is searing the nets. He's got 24 of 40. Anna down by two, 42 to 40. 7:16 to go, fourth quarter. Wilcoxon, top of the circle to Troy Christensen. West Liberty Salem spreads the floor. Shake and bake move down the lane by Brandel Sullivan. He's got the ball on the backboard, the rim. No good. Rebound by Anna. Oh, was he close to making that? Rockets can tie it up or take the lead. Zingenbusch back on the floor for Bixler. goes to Blackfoot. High screen for Barhorst, and Barhorst was moving. Oh, he was moving ever so slightly, called for the foul. Not stationary. And West Liberty Salem will inbound far side of the court, bring it down, leading by two. Anna, empty possession.
Well, I don't know why you think you're going to get away with that right in the middle of the floor with nobody around you.
Here's a drive of West Liberty Salem. It's Troy Christensen. He took it at midcourt, and he split two Anna defenders all the way to the rack, driving layup in. Blackfoot tries to counter for Anna, and it's stolen, swiped under the basket as Blackfoot tried to shoot. Brevin Loudon took it away. West Liberty by four. West Liberty hits the cutter. It's Sutton Wilcoxon. He got the neat pass, couldn't get it to go, but he's wrapped up on the arm, and he'll get two. This West Liberty Salem team cuts and passes as well as any club I've seen all year, Chuck.
Absolutely. And they were trying to get Barhorst out of the game with three fouls, but he just picked up his fourth.
Free throw by Sutton Wilcoxon is in. He swished it. And this Tigers team is playing right now like it will not be denied. Both foul shots are perfect. 46-40 Tigers. 6:24 to go, fourth quarter. Carter Wenning on the floor. Bixler out there as well. Barhorst on the bench. Top of the circle. Carter Wenning for Anna. On a weave to Bixler. They look for Blackfoot behind a double screen. Left corner. Missed it short. Good rebound, though, by Wenning. Kicked out of bounds by West Liberty. Six-point game. This matches West Liberty's biggest lead, 22-16. Ball lobbed in, far side of the floor. Blackfoot goes baseline, forces up a 12-footer, and he was hammered on the wrist. Shot almost went in. Clearly a foul. Two free ones for Blackfoot. West Liberty's done a great job defensively on everybody but Ryland, who has scorched the Nets for 24. Free throw is right on the mark. 46-41 West Liberty, 5:59 to go in the fourth. Second shot, Blackfoot is bouncing in. Front rim, backboard, and through. 46-42, West Liberty leads by four. Troy Christensen up over the timeline, picked up a Ziegenbusch. They spread the floor. Troy wants to drive, spins in the lane. Goes back on the arc to Brandel Sullivan. Now Sullivan takes his turn. He drives on Carter Wenning in the paint. Ducks under, leans in. Shot short, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Oh, what a defensive rebound by Bixler of Anna. And he is bear hugged from behind and fouled.
West Liberty's lucky I'm not officiating this game, because those last two moves that they had, you can't change pivot feet. That's not a Euro step. That's a travel.
Yeah, we've seen the two or three Euro / Euro. Double Euro is a walk. 5:31 to go here in the fourth. Anna down four. 46-42. Blackfoot comes off a screen, top of the circle. It hits the rim, sprays to Bixler. Now to Brady Wenning for a triple try. No good. Stick back is in. What a follow by Gesu. Blackfoot for Anna. 46-44. West Liberty up a bucket. Here's Troy Christensen on a drive down the lane. It's flicked away at the last second by Ziegenbusch. And West Liberty gets a timeout, a close encounter here at the Anna Gym. It's been as much as six a few times. Anna stays within a bucket or two. It's a two-point game, 46-44. West Liberty, 5:07 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Chuck, I tell you what, when I see a performance like this from Ryland Blackfoot, I stop and think,
about the county player of the year. Boy, it's a juggling act. It's a toss-up. Flatfoot, Pitts, Anna's guard, Botkin's guard. Who's the county player of the year?
Well, to me, it's almost got to be Pitts just because they haven't lost a game.
Exactly. Good point. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 46-44 in favor of West Liberty Salem, which after the timeout gets a drive down the lane from Brevin Loudon. Missed it, no good, but Poppy cleans it up. What a play by Carson Poppy on the weak side. The driving layup was strong. He rebounded it through. 48-44 West Liberty.
No rotation on the backside that time.
Blackfoot top of the circle, leans into a three. He might have been hacked, or was the ball tipped? It fell way short, went out of bounds. Head coach Nate Barhorst is saying, now wait a minute, couldn't have been 3 or 4 feet short of the rim without a foul.
Something.
A foul on the arm or a tipped ball on the shot, but West Liberty, nonetheless, no call made in Anna's favor. Tigers get the ball. That may very well have been the right call, however. Dribble drive of Brevin Loudon. He's sandwiched by two players and fouled. And here is that point in time, Chuck, where you got three team fouls. You're behind by four. Boy, if West Liberty can force you to go to five on team fouls, they'll have the upper hand for sure. Shot in the lane, missed by West Liberty. Rebound is in. Loose ball popped home by Troy Christensen. The guard sneaked in and got the garbage. Here's a long three straight away. Bixler for Anna. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound down to West Liberty. Player for the Tigers is hounded and fouled in backcourt. West Liberty Salem, more well-rounded scoring, and the Tigers are doing a lot of the little things and lead by six. 4:02 left. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, don't forget at the Schaefer Market gas pumps, take advantage of the gallon gift back program. Always low prices at the gas pumps at the Schaefer Market. They're always rock bottom low, and you can go there and take advantage of what is called the gallon give back program. A penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor each month. Each month it changes. Schaefer Market gallon give back program. Go there, low prices at the pumps. Plus, you are benefiting a public service program in the county. 3:47 left to go here in the fourth. There's that 6-point lead again by West Liberty Salem. A chance to up it to 8 or 9, which would be the biggest spread in this game. And we're down to 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive of West Liberty Salem. Oh, what a move. Man, oh, man, oh, man, with the left hand. Dandy drive of Beckett Sullivan, 6'2 sophomore. He and Brandle have been tough to guard, long arms. Fadeaway shot, Flatfoot outside the arc, right wing, short. Rebound Tigers, and they are in business.
Flatfoot's legs are starting to go on him. He's tired, and that's when he come up short. But he has had zero help scoring in this game.
3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. West Liberty Salem plays 9 or 10. They all handle the ball extremely well. Most of the young men on the court for West Liberty are positionless. They can drive, post up. Here's a case in point. Beckett Sullivan to the interior. No good. He scrapes the ball off the hardwood, rises up and lays it in. He got the rebound off the floor. Anna quickly attacks, 3-on-2 break. Low on the right. Finally, a field goal from Brady Winning. 54-46 West Liberty, which had gone up 10, 54-44. In backcourt collision, foul Anna. West Liberty will shoot two. 2:29 left here in the fourth quarter. Boy, this is the kind of team, Chuck, you don't dare trail by three possessions with a few minutes to go, especially if they're going to shoot two free throws because you've got five fouls.
Yeah, they're a good free throw shooting team. They're a good shooting team.
And ball handlers deluxe, every position on the court.
Game Poppy. I mean, he's a good passer. Not a huge scoring threat, but boy, does he handle the ball well for a big kid.
And West Liberty Salem, like a pinball, advances the ball around the floor at the offensive end in lickety-split fashion without missing a beat. 54-46 Tigers, 2:29 left. Two free throws, Sutton Wilcoxon. It is in and out, no good. Anna Rockets need a rush of points. It's probably going to take threes to get even before the fourth period buzzer sounds. Second free throw good. 55-46. 9-point differential. 2:23 to go. Ziegenbusch twisting, turning in the lane. He's held. Oh, my goodness. The shot by Ziegenbusch was in and out, in and out. It was on the rim. Wouldn't go down. He was fouled. He gets two free throws. Almost an and-one situation. Tough break for Logan. 9-point game. 55-46. A pair of shots for Ziegenbusch, and it's good. 55-47. 2:21 on the clock. Give West Liberty Salem all the credit in the world. 16-3, and for very good reason. Ziegenbusch cradles that one down through. 55-48. 7-point cushion for West Liberty. Beckett Sullivan to midcourt. Beckett dribbles, 30 feet away. Gives it up to Troy Christensen, being chased by Ziegenbusch. 2 minutes left, fourth quarter. Ball dumped down, baseline left, back to the basket, Randall Sullivan. He wheels and deals, back out on top to Beckett. Nearly a foul, but Blatfoot. Top of the circle, Poppy. Poppy looks for the release foul, and it's caught by Troy Christensen down the lane. Beautiful lead pass, and Troy Christensen snared it. Ball delivered from the top of the key, and Troy Christensen laid it in. 57-48, Anna draws a two-shot foul to our left with a minute 39 to go. West Liberty Salem's players have eyes in the backs of their head. Boy, they run that half-court offense with discipline and eventually make the perfect feed for the layup as they did last possession down. Free shot, but Blatfoot is good. He's got 8 or 9, Chuck?
29.
He's going for 30, and he's got it. 30 of the 50, but Blatfoot.
10 for 10 from the free throw line.
And Anna's down 7, 57-50. Carter winning wraps up the player for West Liberty, Beckett Sullivan in backcourt. Couple of free throws coming for Beckett. 7-point game. Spectacular performance by Blatfoot of Anna. He's got 30. Brady winning at 21 Saturday night in the win over Versailles. But tonight, not the help for Blatfoot that winning got on Saturday. Free throw is good by Beckett Sullivan. 58-50, West Liberty. Looks like the Tigers will go to 17-3. Anna will drop to 9-10. Second free throw, lot of rim, backboard. It is good.
What division's West Liberty?
Division 5. Here's a step-back three ball by Blatfoot. My goodness, he just poured in a 32-footer. Blatfoot was on the Anna logo, and he nailed it to make it 59-53. Oh, it's not a seal the deal yet for West Liberty Salem because Blatfoot is on the other side of the floor. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, West Liberty Salem is D5 like Anna. They will perform both in the Southwest District. In fact, West Liberty Salem is about three or four spots ahead of Anna according to the computer RPI. Anna was hoping to win tonight, maybe inch closer to West Liberty, pass a couple teams in the process.
Yep.
But Anna needs a win to make that happen. 59-53. Anna down 6, a minute 27 to go. Despite the amazing, unbelievable heroics of Ryland Platfoot, West Liberty Salem's got the upper hand with a minute 21 remaining. Down the floor, Poppy. Poppy gives it up behind the arc to a teammate who circles some more. Fixler is in a chase, and Brevin Loudon is fouled.
Platfoot's got 23 points in the second half.
59-53, West Liberty Salem. Loudon shoots two, and he's got it. 60-53. Clutch free throws by West Liberty Salem as we head around the final turn, stretch run of this game, a minute 19 to go. West Liberty will shoot more free throws after this, I'm certain. Second shot's in. 61-53, timeout called. 1:19 left, Anna down 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, Platfoot passes up to three, deals to Brady Winning, other side of the circle. He launches off the iron, the glass no good. Rebound Tigers, foul Anna, 107 to go. West Liberty up 8, 61-53. West Liberty came into the game number 5 in the RPI computer rankings in the northern section of the Southwest District Division 5. Waynesville was first, Indian Lake second, Versailles third, Preble Shawnee, which we saw beat Bodkins fourth, West Liberty fifth, Arcanum sixth, Dayton Christian seventh, Anna eighth. Both free throws good by the Tigers. Platfoot down the floor to Brady Winning, back to Ryland, and that pass is anticipated by the Tigers, who step in and take the handoff away, and a foul is called. Alert play by West Liberty. Nicely done by the Tigers. You knew the ball was going to be dealt right back to Platfoot, and it was figured out alertly by West Liberty, which shoots two free throws, up 10 with 59 to go. The final score in this game may wind up being double digits, but it won't be at all indicative of how tightly this game was played, not even close. Both foul shots, West Liberty are in, and West Liberty has upped the lead to 12, 65-53. Sutton Wilcoxon connected on the two. Quick long three, but Platfoot no. Run out by West Liberty the other way. Driving layup, Wilcoxon missed, but somebody jumped on his back and fouled him. 47.4 to go. 12-point lead, West Liberty. It's going to wind up a double-digit triumph for the Tigers.
I think you can stop fouling now.
And it was oh so close. For 3.5 periods, could not get that big basket at the right time. Down 2 a couple times, down 3 once. Did get an even at one point in this game. I think it was at 28-28 early on second half. It was 22-16 at one point, West Liberty. Anna went on a run, outscored the Tigers 12-6. It's 66-53 with 40 seconds to go. Long three-pointer right corner. Pumped up there by Anna. No good by Reese Pettit, who's in off the bench. Rebound down to the Tigers. And they'll spread the floor, work the clock up 13. Final 25 ticks. This is a well-schooled West Liberty team. Sharp in every phase of the game. And a well-rounded team effort. The West Liberty put it to Anna tonight, despite a super califragilistic expialidocious game from Ryland Platfoot. He was amazing. How many points for him on the night, Chuck?
33.
Woo. West Liberty Salem wins by 13. 66-53. Anna falls to 9-10. West Liberty Salem 17-3. Thanks so much to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years of business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the top two or three most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. West Liberty beats Annaba 13. We'll return with more from here at the Rockets Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Is scoresbroadcast.com, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Anna losing tonight, drops to 9-10 on the year. Next opponent for the Anna Rockets is coming up against Miami East. This coming Saturday, Anna off on Friday, Miami East on the road Saturday, then 1 week from tonight at Rushi, and then 1 week from this Friday home with Jackson Center. Anna with two wins can take second place in the Shelby County Athletic League at 9-3. Rockets 7-3 in the league at this point in time, now 9-10 on the year. Beating Versailles on Saturday, falling tonight to a very well-schooled West Liberty Salem team, which plays Friday at home against West Jeff, and then next Tuesday at home against Madison Plains in the Ohio Heritage Conference. A beautiful performance by West Liberty Salem and a dazzling scoring night by Ryland Platfoot. He was magnificent for Anna, but he couldn't carry the load all by himself, and Anna fell short in the end. It would help if I turned up my mic. I turned up the wrong one. You look at the scoring. It was so balanced. They had five kids in double figures. Anna had one with 33. But rebounding was even, 27-24 for West Liberty. Both teams had eight offensive rebounds, only 13 turnovers in the game, 7-6. But the one stat you look at, the two teams combined for 32 of 37 from the free throw line.
Woo-wee.
Anna was 16 of 18, and West Liberty was 16 of 19. That is impressive.
We haven't seen that in quite a while.
No. Individual scoring for West Liberty, they were led with Sutton Wilcox, and he had 16. They got 11 from Brandel Sullivan. They got 10 from Beckett Sullivan, 10 from Brevin Loudon, and also 10 from Troy Christensen. They scored 40 points in the second half, 66 for the game. Anna, 33 points from Rylan Platfoot. Boy, you hate to waste a game like that. And then Carter Winning ended up with 7. They got 6 from Brady Winning, 5 from Ziggenbusch, and a deuce from A.J. Barhorse. They scored 53 for the game and lost it by 13. My players of the game are obviously Rylan Platfoot on the Anna side, and we'll go with Brandel Sullivan for the Tigers.
Yeah, West Liberty Salem outstanding and moving the basketball.
Boy,
at the offensive end. Just well done. And Anna simply could not get other players open, which is kind of surprising with all the emphasis that West Liberty put on Platfoot. Just not enough scoring from other people for the Rockets, unlike on Saturday night when the Rockets got the significant contributions from three players.
Well, they struggled a little bit against that zone, and what a good switch that was.
Yes.
Man-to-man. Anna was down 2 at the half. They came out and played that 3-2 zone in the second half and slowed the Rockets down.
Yeah, I was going to make the comment, the zone was the difference maker, no doubt about it. Brandel Sullivan, West Liberty Salem, Rylan Platfoot, Anna, our stars of this game. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
And thanks so much to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children too. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. A handicapped accessible, open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and your style. We'll help you create that style. Just walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thursday night, airtime, 6:35 p.m., Legacy Christian Girls at Rushi. Division 7 Rushi against Division 6 Legacy Christian on Thursday night. On Friday evening, we are at Marion Local. Minster Wildcats on the road in boys MAC action. Tip-off 7:15, 7:20 again on the air around 6:35 on Friday night. Chuck enjoyed it. Fine Tuesday night game. Anna just did not have enough scoring all over the floor. It was just too much of a one-man band tonight against West Liberty.
It was, and the way West Liberty ran their offense, they were just almost unstoppable at times. I was impressed. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they were a well-oiled machine tonight against the Anna Rockets, who lose by 13. For the online listeners, for Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night on this Tuesday from Anna. Final score, West Liberty Salem Tigers 66. Anna Rockets 53.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.